This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline, Lynn and Uma with you. Lynn Mark joins us from the news desk with the markets. But first we're going to be talking about farmers in South Dakota and Minnesota. And apparently they've started planting genetically edited soybeans this spring, which is expected to be the first gene-edited crop to sell commercially in the United States. What's going on there?
So genetically modified crops have been around for a little while, right? Yeah. So the more recent development is genetically edited animals and plants, also commonly known as CRISPR crops, mm-hmm. after the technology used to edit the genomes. Traditional GMOs transplant DNA from one strain of soybeans, for example, to another. But gene editing means that no foreign DNA is introduced. Scientists instead go into the DNA of a particular plant and turn off characteristics that you don't want. So you can make apples that don't brown, for example. Companies like Monsanto, Syngenta, right. and DowDuPont have been the leaders of seed development tech since the 90s. But they've faced a lot more competition recently from smaller companies, both because gene editing doesn't cost as much as traditional genetic modification and because the U.S. Department of Agriculture doesn't regulate gene-edited crops. So now the news is a startup based in Minneapolis has developed a soybean plant which produces a healthier oil using gene editing. The soybeans have been planted across 17,000 acres in South Dakota and Minnesota. So, barring surprise news, yeah, it'll be the first gene-edited crop to sell on the commercial market.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I want to kind of pick up on something you said in the middle there, because the EU decided recently that gene-edited crops should be regulated like other GMOs, but so you said the USDA doesn't regulate theirs at all?
No, they don't. So they've received 23 inquiries so far, and only three of which were from major agricultural firms. But the USDA decided that none of those crops met its criteria for oversight. So it means that scientists in the US have a lot more free rein, because, you know, as compared to the EU, where the ECJ ruled in July that gene-edited foods will be regulated just like traditional GMOs. That's meant that European governments have also had to roll back several gene-editing trials until all the appropriate caution and regulatory measures are taken. And the EU isn't actually the only one. So Brazil, Argentina, and Chile have all also introduced legislation on new breeding techniques, or NBTs, like the CRISPR gene editing technology. But until or if the US decides to regulate gene editing tech, it's still a huge blessing for small businesses and universities in a not inconsiderable market, looking to get an edge over big agriculture.
All right, exciting stuff. Let's move on to the stocks. I heard MEHB stocks on the move. Do we know how they're doing?
Yes, so they closed in the green. They were up 2.9% at 9 ringgit 86. But earlier today, they hit record highs. They hit 9 ringgit 98 cent a share on reports from Bloomberg that Turkish Airlines is bidding to acquire a 80% stake in Istanbul Sabiha Gökçen International Airport from MAHB for about 750 million euros, or 3.5 billion ringgit.
All right, Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that market wrap. Stay here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.